I didn't know about this until late in life. And after my grandmother died, she had all the papers, apparently, and she'd passed them on to another uncle of mine because father had already died. And when he died, his wife sent me all these papers, which showed that Dad had run away from school at the age of 12, signed on with the East Surrey Regiment in Kingston in the August of 1915, and was taken off for training, and then was transferred to the newly formed Machine Gun Guards, the Machine Gun Corps, which was then sent over to France. And in fact, in the May of the following year, 1916, at the age of 13, he served 6 weeks in the Battle of the Somme.
Incredible. And like we were just saying, 3,000 men went into that battle, that particular battle.
Battle of Derville Woods.
And only 100 came out.
Yes, only 142 came out unscathed, which means, they were unwounded. But I went over there with my family just to see the area in May this year.
How did it feel for you to be stood there, knowing your dad, as a little boy, let's put it bluntly, he was a child, a little boy, was fighting, was seeing what he was seeing? How did you feel when you were stood there?
Well, we were it was a beautiful evening when we went there. The whole place was serene and peaceful, and you couldn't imagine that a war had really taken place there. And there was a feeling of peace there, but when you think of all the men that had died there on both sides, you know, it's pretty horrific, really. I can't explain how Dad would have felt, because it must have been absolute hell there. It must have been hell, because the whole wood was blasted to pieces by the artillery fire, and it was hand-to-hand fighting in the end. Yeah, so it was something you couldn't really imagine. It was too horrific, really.
And he had obviously spoken to you about this as you were growing up, but I suppose at the time you were thinking, right, you can't have been old enough, Dad.
Well, he spoke to me about it once. I can only remember him actually saying that he'd been in the First World War, and that he'd actually seen fighting, and I thought he was exaggerating, because I knew what his age was, and I thought, well, he was too young at the time. But of course, he was the black sheep of the family, actually. I mean, I think he was, because it was never spoken about in my family at all. And I knew nothing about it, except an uncle on my mother's side said, "Colin, I think you ought to look at a book called Dear Old Blighty. Your father, I believe, is mentioned in there." And there was a mention of a Private Lewis who'd fought in the Battle of the Somme at the age of 13. And that was the first time I knew anything about it. And the next time was when I got all these papers from my aunt relating to the discharge of my father at the age of 13, after grandmother had produced a birth certificate to show that he was only 13 and was in the battlegrounds of France.
Is it something you regret, that you couldn't actually speak to your dad about it, or your granny even, to sort of say... I suppose it's a different generation where you wouldn't really question your grandmother on that sort of thing, or your dad to a point, I suppose.
I regret that I didn't know about it, and because I do feel very proud of Dad, and I would have liked to have talked to him about it, but probably he wouldn't have wanted to talk to me about it very much. But I do feel very proud of him, what he's done, and what other people of his similar age who did that sort of thing did. And many of them lost their lives, and he was lucky enough to come through practically unscathed.
Why do you think he wanted to join up?
Well, I think it was the thing to do. Young lads, I mean, he was at school at the time. He was at Battersea Grammar School in south of London, and it was holiday time. It was during the summer holidays. And, of course, you had all these recruitment parades taking place throughout London. bands playing and recruitment sergeants getting paid bonuses for every recruit they could get in. And I think Dad was caught up in that. And I don't know if some of his friends, well, one of his friends did join, I know, because he was the one who eventually my grandmother learnt where Dad was, because she just didn't know where he was. She couldn't find him. She, because everything was turmoil over in France. And, you know, the war just started and turmoil everywhere. And the army just didn't know where he was and wasn't really prepared to worry too much about it. And I think a lot of the young lads did this sort of thing, joined up at young ages, and many of them didn't come back alive.
Dad was incredibly lucky, wasn't he? Really incredibly lucky to be so young and brave. I mean, God, I couldn't imagine my little nephew having to see what your dad saw, and to survive it and come home is incredible, isn't it?
Well, I've got three grandchildren who are 14 years old, and so they're a year older than Dad, and I can't imagine what it would be like for them to have been over there in the most appalling conditions, you know, fighting in a world war, and it just is too terrible, really, to understand.
And just to clarify on your granny, did she... So if he disappeared from school, did she know he'd gone to the army, or was she told that later? Did she think he'd just gone missing first off, or was she then told?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No, I haven't a clue. I would assume she probably thought he'd done a runner and joined the army, because that was what was going on at the time. And certainly later on she knew where he had, because she was trying to find him. And eventually a friend of his came back on leave, and that's how she found out where he was.
Crikey. So it was purely right purely place, right chance. Time that she...
And I think I've got the letters which she'd written to the War Office, and the War Office demanded a birth certificate to say that he was underage. And she sent the birth certificate, and I got a letter which says, the lad will be discharged forthwith. and then there's a picture of him in the Daily Mirror, dated, I think it's the 12th, I think it's the 12th of September 1916, and it shows a photograph of him being discharged and looking as miserable as hell, being discharged in his uniform, and then having to go back to school again, I think.
That's it, and go home and face his mother and get clipped round the ear.
Well, she was quite fierce.